You're listening to the audio production of Ghosts of Honolulu, a Japanese spy, a Japanese-American spy hunter, and the untold story of Pearl Harbor by Mark Harmon and Leon Carroll Jr., published by Harper Select and read by Mark Harmon. Introduction. The Naval Criminal Investigative Service is close to our hearts. And we've always felt an obligation to represent the NCIS in a realistic way. It's sobering to Google NCIS and see that the first dozen returns are about our shows. The cast and crews bend over backwards to get procedural details correct, from uniforms to weapons to lingo. It's one way we pay respect to the real NCIS agents, analysts, and support staff who work there. In the years ahead, we plan on using that same dedication to explore the roots of NCIS and the forgotten players who made the service what it is today. There are many stories to be told, true tales of the men and women who drove great events from their shadowy positions. This book is the first step in the journey through the sub rosa history of people who value stealth over glory. Combine our fascination with Hawaii and our love of NCIS history, and you get Ghosts of Honolulu. This true story covers the city's clandestine history before, during, and after the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, seen mostly through the eyes of a Naval Intelligence Special Agent named Douglas Wada. You may wonder how NCIS is related, since it wasn't created until the 1990s, but it's fitting that we begin with a World War II story. In 1939, President Franklin Roosevelt ordered the Navy to investigate domestic threats of espionage and sabotage, sowing the seeds of what would eventually grow to become NCIS. Some readers will recognize that NCIS can trace its roots deeper than that. Navy Department General Order 292 established the Office of Naval Intelligence, ONI, in 1882. To collect information on foreign vessels, chart foreign bodies of water, and tour overseas defense and industrial facilities. ONI expanded into spy cases during World War I and covert operations in New York in 1916. But these efforts were largely dismantled after the Great War ended. With the rise of the Japanese Empire and looming war, the Navy rediscovered the value of counter-espionage operations. When FDR directed that the ONI handle the investigation of Navy cases relating to espionage, sabotage...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?